So let's talk a little bit about the second patient, Lita. And, you know, like a lot of people with metastatic breast cancer, she has a pretty complicated story. But maybe we can just kind of focus down on what happened to her this past year, because I think it capsulizes, you know, some of the important issues in patients like that. So this lady, I guess, initially was diagnosed in 96, then got a second breast cancer in 2001, but at the time of the second breast cancer, had metastatic disease. So she seemed like she lived with metastatic disease for more than 10 years. Maybe you can just kind of summarize what was going on, you know, from your perspective up until January, and then what was going on in January.
Yeah, so what's wonderful about ER-positive metastatic breast cancer, especially someone that has bone-only metastases, they often do very well for long periods of time. So this lady, unfortunately, just passed away this past Sunday, and so that's met with great sadness. But she lived after she was diagnosed from 2001 until about 2008, and all she received was different forms of anti-estrogen-type therapy and did extremely well. And then she got several different types of chemotherapy and tolerated most of them quite well, started becoming quite ill early this year, and what happened was she had just diffuse skin metastases and also had lymphangitic spread and started to have bilateral pleural effusion. So she really died from sort of respiratory complications of her disease, but she had an excellent quality of life up until about January of this year.